Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for April the 8th. Today's devotion is entitled, Giving Your Children the Word of Life. We'll be looking at the Old Testament reading from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verses 46 and 47. Take to heart all the words by which I am warning you today, that you may command them to your children, that they may be careful to do all the words of this law. For it is no empty word for you, but your very life. Moses spoke these words to the people of Israel as his final exhortation before his death. He urged them to take God's word seriously, not merely hearing it, but receiving it deeply within their hearts. He warned them with urgency, calling them to pass these words on to their children so that the next generation would walk in faithful obedience. Moses emphasized that every word of the law mattered and was to be carefully obeyed. He declared that God's word was not empty or meaningless, but was their very life. Their covenant relationship, their flourishing, and their future in the land were all tied to their response to God's word. We recognize that this call extends beyond Israel to us as people who now hold the fullness of God's word. We are called to take Scripture to heart. We must receive it, believe it, and obey it. We also have the responsibility to give the Word of God to our children, teaching them with intentionality and faithfulness. When Moses said, "Your very life," we see a truth that finds its fullness in Jesus. When Jesus Christ declared, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God," he was quoting Deuteronomy 8:3. He affirmed that true life is found in God's word. Physical bread sustains the body, but God's word sustains the soul. Jesus himself is the living word, and in him we find life eternal. So let us commit ourselves to treasure Scripture, to build our lives upon it, and to place it faithfully into the hearts of our children. As we do, we are not merely sharing information, we are giving them the word of life. And even more importantly, let us give them Jesus, for he is the living word that saves. Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you for giving us your word. Help us to take it to heart, to treasure it deeply, and to walk in faithful obedience by your Spirit. Give us diligence and wisdom to teach it to our children so that they may know and follow you. Shape our lives by your truth and help us to depend on your word daily for strength. In Jesus' name, amen.